هون لگل اس بی اس کردینه لی sbs.com.au/kurdish چی روکن هیجا ببینن
دی دوغان is a Kurdish writer and director based in Western Sydney. She works across narrative fiction and documentaries with a focus on stories told from women's perspectives in the Kurdish community in Australia. Over the next month, Blacktown Arts and Curious Works will be bringing you Western Sydney Shorts, a homegrown festival of short films, which includes the short film Being Kurd, directed by Dee Dogan. To tell us more about the film, director Dee Dogan is with us on the telephone line. Dee, welcome to SBS Radio Kurdish program.
Thank you. It's lovely to be here.
Could you please tell us what the short film is about?
It's a documentary film about a Kurdish journalist, Roza Garmian's life in Kirkuk, Iraq, and her experiences as a child escaping Saddam's regime with her family and her journey coming to Australia.
Dee, what attracted you to this story in particular?
So in 2014, I was studying at Film School Sydney, and I was searching for Kurdish stories to produce at the time. I came across many different stories and journeys. Then I heard about Rosa's story and I wanted to meet her right away. So Rosa was open to share her personal story and I was glad to be part of the experience of adapting her story onto an art form cinema. It was like a learning journey at the time, and I've learned a lot of things about my cultural background.
How does it represent the Kurds or the Kurdish community in Australia?
Most Kurds in Australia have similar experiences of escaping something out of their control and searching for a safe place to call home. I've met many other Kurdish people from different parts of the Middle East and Turkey who wanted to share their personal stories with me, what they've been through and how lucky they were to be alive after such traumatic experiences. So from hearing all these stories, I saw very similar patterns in the background of many Kurds who are living in Australia. And this says a lot about the structures around Kurdish history on mainstream media and struggle for recognition.
What is the message behind it, do you think?
So Kurdish experiences and stories in the mainstream media are not told by Kurds themselves. They are somehow expressed through misappropriation means. Therefore, we don't really get to hear from a subjective point of view what that trauma felt like for that person. So I guess this film shows that it's not just about analysing data of Kurdish historical events or such. It's about hearing it from their perspective, what that experience, you know, really feels like, just like Rosa says in the film. It's not just about statistics, it's about what the experience and that journey really felt like.
In your opinion, why is it important for people to view something like this?
Yeah, good question. For me, it's about remembering the past events and giving recognition to our cultural history. I think all cultures are valuable and they have to record their own history.
What were some of the biggest challenges putting this film together, Dee?
I love this question. So one of the biggest challenges for me for this project was reducing a two-hour interview down to a 13-minute short film. So I felt responsible in how I portrayed Rose's story in an ethical manner, and not all her experiences are in this short film. So that was sort of a challenge for me at that time. I would have loved to include her other experience throughout her journey, for example, but our resources, our time and our money were very, very limited. So the whole process for a 13-minute short film took 2 years to complete.
Now, Dee, as an Australian Kurd yourself, why did you want to be part of this short film and what do you hope to achieve from it?
I wanted to be part of this short film because it was subjective and it was from a perspective of a woman who reflects on her childhood memories. we had full control in the way we chose to tell this story. So that was one of the positives of being part of this short film. Our stories are important, and unfortunately they are not recorded or expressed by us. I hope that this will encourage others, especially women, to share their stories so we can preserve these for the next generation and building resources for everyone to access. And it's nice to know that, you know, I've been part of this process. I hope the film achieves awareness and recognition in the long run.
Dee, regarding Being Kurd, the short film, could you remind our listeners how they can watch it or where can they watch it?
The film will have its first online streaming tonight at 7:30 p.m., so the 22nd of May, as part of the Western Sydney Shorts, which is presented by Blacktown Arts and Curious Works.
Dee Doran, thank you for speaking to us on SBS Kurdish, and we wish you all the best.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Like baka, para baka, tebniya khabnifsina. SBS Kurdish sar Facebook bishobina.